This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said ahead of an EU-Ukraine summit next week that Ukraine had unconditional support from the bloc and that the country needed to prevail against Russian attacks to defend European values. "We stand by Ukraine's side without any ifs, ands, and buts," von der Leyen said in a speech on Saturday at an event of her party, the Christian Democrat CDU, in Dusseldorf, Germany. Meantime, an expanding U.S. military helpline aimed at providing repair advice to Ukrainian forces in the heat of battle has turned to virtual chat rooms. AP correspondent Sarah Nafa reports.
Using phones and tablets to communicate in encrypted chat lines, a rapidly growing group of U.S. and allied troops and contractors are providing real-time maintenance advice to Ukrainian troops on the battlefield. As allies send more and increasingly complex high-tech weapons to Ukraine, demands for these services are spiking, particularly as no U.S. or other NATO nations will send troops into the country to provide hands-on assistance amid worries about being drawn into direct conflict with Russia. "Fixing a howitzer," repair teams say, has been a frequent request from Ukrainian troops on the front lines. Just a few months ago, there were a bit more than 50 members of these remote maintenance teams. That will surge to 150 in the coming weeks, and the number of encrypted chat lines has more than tripled, from about 11 last fall to 38 now. I'm Sarah Nafa.
France has extended mandatory COVID tests for travelers from China until February 15th, a government decree published Saturday showed. While Chinese officials say infections have peaked, some global experts warn that cases could rise in rural areas as millions of Chinese travel for family reunions during the Lunar New Year holiday. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is set to kick off his 2024 White House campaign today with visits to two of the earliest voting states. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
New Hampshire and South Carolina are in focus for former President Trump, who's hoping the events will offer a show of support for his bid to return to the White House. He's introducing his state leadership teams to show his campaign is ready to go. A spokesperson in New Hampshire termed it, "The gun is fired, and the campaign season has started." Trump is the only declared Republican for the 2024 race, although it's expected former Vice President Mike Pence, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis may enter the contest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
From the U.S. city of Memphis, Tennessee, police video showing five black police officers beating a black man during a traffic stop earlier this month has been made public. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
You might get sprayed again.
Five officers beating and pepper spraying Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop earlier this month. He died 3 days later. Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn C.J. Davis.
The lack of supervision in this incident was a major problem.
She says there's no footage of what led to Nichols being stopped in the first place.
We can't substantiate the reason for the stop.
Adding,
in the video, the initial stop shows the officers already ramped up at about a 10.
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Special Operations Forces have killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 other terrorist operatives in remote northern Somalia. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the operation in a mountainous cave complex targeted Bilal al-Sadani, a key financial facilitator for the global terrorist organization. President Joe Biden was briefed last week about the proposed mission that was months in the making. He gave the final approval this week following the recommendation of Austin and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, according to two officials who briefed reporters in the operations on the condition of anonymity. Pentagon officials say no civilians were injured or killed in the operation. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
And a game-worn jersey of basketball superstar LeBron James sold for $3.7 million at auction, five times more than the previous record for one of his shirts. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.